Do you have any idea that it's the first time in Vikings history that a game has won one by kick at the last play of the game, two games in a row?
No, I did not know that. No, I don't look at history a lot during the season, so you know, I review that stuff at the end of the year. But I did not know that.
There was some wind out there. You know, how did you look at that wind, especially when Zuerlein missed earlier with the wind and it really took that kick?
It's a challenge. You know, when you go out there and you play in conditions like that, you have to treat it as a challenge. You know, you got to be in the right mental mind frame to go out there and have success. And you can see it sometimes when other kickers and punters come into our stadium and, you know, they're a little rattled. But, you know, we have to continue to make that a home field advantage for us as specialists. And, you know, by going down there and practicing in the stadium, it's really helped.
Is it like that video game, that, you know, that kicking game you play? You got to play the wind, form up?
I know what you're talking about, the phone app. Yeah, I played that in college. So, yeah, it's the same thing.
Exactly. You talk about the kind of the mental confidence. Does it grow every time you hit another one like that? I mean, you know, does it compound on itself?
Of course. It grows every time the ball goes to the uprights, regardless of what the kick is and the magnitude of the kick. You know, kicking is one of those things where, you know, you can be off physically, but you can also be off mentally. And, you know, every time you put a streak together or you put field goals together that are meaningful, it helps.
Do you feel better and more confident now at this point in the season than when you started? I mean, I know everybody talked about numbers, but is your confidence better?
Yeah, I mean, I was confident the entire time, but, you know, I'd be lying to you if I didn't, you know, say I was more confident now than I was, you know, 6 weeks ago. But, you know, I think part of the reason why we were able to turn it around so far is that you stayed confident in your abilities and that, you know, I know what I'm capable of doing and I've done it before. And, you know, I had to just keep reminding myself that, and getting in the right mental mindset helped me too. And, you know, we're halfway through the year, so.
Blair, you said you went down to TCF and kick like 60 balls or something during the week. Is that about a normal number when you go on?
Probably a little more this week than normal because we hadn't been there in a few weeks. You know, and I knew we were going to – I saw the forecast for the weekend, and I knew it was going to be not fun for kickers. And so I was just going down there and trying to put myself in as many situations as possible. And, you know, worked out great.
Yeah, sometimes kickers have a hard time – feeling that they're part of the team. I would imagine kicking game winners makes you feel pretty good.
I never feel that way. I don't know what you're talking about. But you know what? Yeah, our position is different than these guys. You know, we're not grinding physically like they are every single day in practice and, you know, getting hit. But, you know, I think the way you gain respect as a kicker is, you know, show them that you're working hard in practice, that you care about what you're doing. And coming through in game time situations like that, and, you know, your teammates will ultimately respect you for that, and they'll respect you for how you handle yourself in the locker room as well.
Larry, I know it's trendy to say buying in, but this team now seems to be on the same page with the coaching staff. You know, Zimmer, for a long time now, even since he got here, wanted you guys to kind of embody what he had, you know, passion, all that. And he feels that you guys are there now. Can you sense that?
I think we're a reflection of him. I mean, our style is like that. You know, we're resilient. He's a resilient guy. He's been through a lot. And, you know, he stays true to who he is, and he tries to implement that in us. And, you know, we could have easily folded yesterday when we went down after going up on him 10-0, but we didn't. We kept fighting, and, you know, even when we weren't clicking on all cylinders, we still find that way to win. And that's a good football team we played. So, you know, we can't say that we just beat teams that are with losing records anymore.
Do you feel the difference, though, with this team? Do you feel
that?
Yeah,
of course, yeah. I mean, we have a very talented roster, but these guys all care. And we have that good mixture of veteran guys and young guys that are, you know, stepping up. And, you know, the coaching staff does a great job of preparing us every week. And, you know, that's what I see on the outside from special teams. You know, I'm not in the film room with them going through their specifics. But, you know, another big thing, like I just mentioned, is special teams. You know, it's helped win us some games this year, and our coaches put a great emphasis on it. And it's an advantage for us.
You know, but you can't buy your fake chemistry and how everyone just kind of responded, not only with Teddy going down and injured, but a lot of other guys got hurt yesterday. And just kind of how everyone kind of even pulled together even tighter and got angry.
Yeah, we got angry. You know, we took it as a personal, you know, offense, and that's, you know, it's kind of good to play off that sometimes and to get in that angry mindset, because then you stop thinking and you just start reacting on the field, and I know that helps guys out there. But, you know, that team always is going to gun for us, and, you know, we're 3-0 against them since I've been here, so it's nice to beat them.
But it's anger with class. You guys still did it the right way. There's
oh,
a
yeah.
difference there. Some teams don't
Yeah,
do that.
This is a classy team, mm-hmm. and our head coach would never let us become one that's not. So, you know, we're not going to leave the officiating comments and all that stuff alone. But, you know, we overcame some obstacles that, you know, we shouldn't have had to overcome. But it is what it is.
Blair, you obviously had a great rookie season. Could an argument be made, though, that you're kicking now the best you have in your career?
You're welcome. I don't know. I won't look at that till the end of the year. I'm just trying to stay in the rhythm of what we're doing right now. And our special teams as a unit is playing really, really well. As I know you saw Marcus's return that set us up yesterday. And it's just – like I said, it's the attention to detail we put on special teams. Not every team in the NFL cares about special teams as much as this organization does, and I think it pays off.
You kind of live for having those last-second kicks. I mean, you know, some kickers might be like, ooh, score a touchdown. Of course, you want a touchdown, but
yeah.
Some are like, hey, it doesn't matter because I'll make it.
Yeah, well, at that point, it was any score wins. So, you know, yeah, you would love for the game to be decided earlier than that. But you know what? When you're put in that situation, you just got to embrace it. You know, it's something you practice for, and it's something you want. And, you know, my teammates do such a good job every week that we've had one of putting me in a good situation that we're comfortable with. And, you know, the line did a great job. They rushed really, really hard on that last play. And the line did a good job of blocking them. And, you know, makes my job a lot easier.